Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. I must say that the reaction to the Nerf story a couple of weeks ago was so gratifying that I feel compelled to tell you another toy story. How many of you have played the game Twister? Yeah, that's what I thought. Just about everyone in America has played Twister one time or 100 times. It has been a consistent top seller on toy shelves since 1966. It has brought laughs and backaches to millions of players. But it didn't start its long life as a family game. Pretzel, as it was first called, Pretzel began as a point-of-sale promotion. You know, those big cardboard cutouts at the ends of the aisles in grocery stores? The displays often picture a group of good-looking young folks enjoying whatever product the promotion is trying to sell. Everything from toothpaste to foot powder has been pushed on a point-of-sale promotion. Those big displays work. Do you remember the name Ren Geyer? He was the inventor of Nerf that I told you about. Now, his dad owned a very successful business that made these four-color cardboard masterpieces for a lot of big-name corporations, 3M, Pillsbury, and General Mills among them. You know, big companies. Seagram's Whiskey was one of their clients, too. When Wren brought Seagram's a prototype of Twister and got their executives to spin the spinner and contort their sock-footed bodies into hilarious configurations, climbing all over each other in the process, the room went up for grabs. The idea was fairly obvious. Enjoy a highball or two, Seagram's, of course, and then play a game where the players are the playing pieces. The first major market game where people actually touched each other. Oh, gasp. It was a pretty radical idea in 1966. It was a huge leap for Milton Bradley Games, a very conservative New England company, to take the plunge and sign a deal with the Geyers. Now, Bradley's claim to fame at that time was the game of life, which is about as traditional as a game can be. America's reaction to Twister ran from delight to horror. More than a few folks saw it as scandalous. One pastor called it sex in a box and demanded its recall. A lot of folks demanded its recall. Milton Bradley had actually made the decision to withdraw the game from the market. And then Johnny Carson chimed in. One of his producers brought a copy of the game to the studio. Carson saw the mat with the big colored dots and he was intrigued. When he read the rules of the game, he was sure that it would be perfect for a spot on his enormously popular Tonight Show. He waited for the night that Ava Gabor, the buxom box office star and serial spouse, was his guest. He laid out the floor mat and the spinner. They took off their shoes and they started to play. When they had to reach over and around each other to do what the spinner demanded, Ed McMahon roared in laughter. The live studio audience went up for grabs. Ava and Johnny fell to the floor in a fit of honest-to-goodness giggles, and the rest, as they say, is history. The very next morning, shoppers all over the country were lined up a dozens deep to get their hands on a copy of the game, which was in short supply because the Milton Bradley Company had begun the recall. Retailers were actually returning the games and collecting their refunds. Now, there's nothing like the threat to ban a product if you want the world to notice it, and nothing better than a short supply of it to guarantee its success. Just ask any number of authors who've penned racy books who they rely on for free publicity. Pastors, libraries, and local governments were the inadvertent vanguard in marketing everything from Tropic of Cancer to West Side Story, and Twister was no exception. Twister was the game of the year in 1967. Twister was a first ballot induction into the Toy and Game Hall of Fame. Twister is still on the market almost 60 years later and doing just fine. Come to think of it, I wish I had brought my copy of the game with me here today. I'll just bet that more than a few of my colleagues here at DRT are past masters at it. So, what do you say? Emily? Terry? Mike? Anne? Twister, anyone?